Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled The 11 Ways to Boost Your Self-Confidence. Why are we talking about self-confidence today? Because no matter what business you're in or who you are, if you have self-confidence, then you can achieve almost anything you put your mind to. So, because one believes in oneself, one doesn't try to convince others because one is content with oneself. One doesn't need others' approval because one accepts oneself. The whole world accepts him or her, said Lao Tzu. And this was a philosopher. So what we are talking about is giving you a position where you can look for opportunities to achieve your goals in life and look for ways that you can do the things that can truly get you where you want to be from where you are now. If you suffer from low self-confidence, don't lose hope. There are some keys to refocus your energy and get back in the game. First, figure out how and why you're lacking in confidence. Then use these tips for getting back on the horse. After all, life is too rich to be stunted by low self-confidence. And low self-confidence is one of the things that keeps you from reaching your goals, that causes you to put the brakes on whenever you start working on your goals. So the idea is to help you overcome those obstacles that keep and hold you back. Symptoms of self-confidence. Do these scenarios sound familiar to you? Someone tells you it's important to wake up early in the morning and exercise. You know that you'll benefit from the kind of discipline, but say to yourself, I could never do that. I'm terrible at waking up early. Plus, I get tired too quickly. Often, science tells you you need 8 hours of sleep, but often our body rhythms may tell us something different, but the thing is, if you wake up every day at the same time, if you do the same routine on a regular basis, then that becomes your habit. And when that's a habit, and exercise is something that your body gets used to. And I can tell you that when I lived in Atlanta, I was very consistent of getting up and going early, going out to exercise. And then slacked off and didn't do it for a while. And the older I'm getting, sometimes I find that the night before or that morning, I'm thinking, do I really want to go? But because I have already scheduled transportation, I know get up, get dressed, and get ready. And you know, once I get there, I can really see the difference, and my body really needs it because it's gotten used to it, and it's gotten used to knowing that it's a part of my lifestyle, and it had to become a part of my lifestyle because in my situation with a disability, I don't have the strength in one side. I don't have the range of motion. And working certain machines and working those muscles have helped because it allowed me for 50 years not to have to put on a brace or to improve my gait when I walk. But the older I've gotten, the muscles do get lax and you do need help. But it's understanding your body, understanding what it needs. What about this? You know, you should look for another job. The one you have is not giving room for progress. Still, you can't find the strength to quit and move on. You're afraid to fail. Or this, you see a charismatic person getting all the attention during a meeting. You admire their ability to speak confidently and convince everyone to consider their point of view. You think to yourself, I could never do that. Did you recognize yourself in any of the low self-esteem situations? They are quite different, but there is a personality feature that connects them all, lack of self-confidence. In its most basic form, low self-confidence is about feeling worthless, and it's manifested in our activity, our inactivity, and what we say and what we think. We need self-confidence in everything we do. It's a crucial personal habit for developing a successful career. It makes us better friends and family members, and it drives us to grow. Without it, we stagnate or fall backwards in atrophy. And I'm going to tell you a little story. I met someone in the community where I live, and they have very low self-esteem. And she kind of attaches herself to me and considers herself a friend. And I don't really consider her a friend. She's just someone that I talk to that I know in the community. And that's as far as it goes, partly because she took advantage of me one time because I'm always someone that wants to help others. And she knew that I have my own business and she needed help to set up a computer. And she knew that I really at the time charged $50 an hour, but she did it, but I agreed to do it for $25 an hour. Well, the thing was, I got $25, but I was there for 4 hours, so she really owed me $100. The thing is, because I let that slide then, the next time that it happened, the next time that she needed help, I agreed to do it, and I only got $25. And after that, I said, no, this woman's taking advantage of me. I'm not going to let her do it. And, yeah, I talked to her. But I can tell you, she has very low self-esteem because all she ever tells me is she talks to this one about me, she tells this one about me and that one about me and blah, 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 and how she admires me. And well, I've worked on myself, and she'll always sit there and tell me, oh, I'm evolved. I'm in a different place. I'm a happy girl. Whatever. But I can tell from the words she's using that she's trying to convince herself that she has self-confidence or that she really likes where she's at in herself. But yet, she has a son that is autistic and in combination with that also has mental illness. And he's been in the hospital at times. But he went on vacation with his father and the father's girlfriend. And his phone was not working for a week because he had to get it charged up. But right away, instead of her mind just going to, maybe his phone's not working, he'll get in touch with me. When the time comes, right away it went to, oh, he's in the hospital and no one's getting in touch with me and no one's telling me what's going on. Or she'll say to me things like, oh, well, I need to hear blah, 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 certain times, and why don't you tell me? And we're not that kind of friends that I'm going to say those things to her because I don't really consider her a friend. She's just someone that I talk to that I know. and I really want to keep my distance from her. And the funny thing is, when she needs some, she'll be coming. She'll be looking to become close to me. Or when she wants to distance herself, she'll tell me, "Oh, I've got other friends." And what happened was, she came over to my place because she needed to print out something, and she didn't have a printer. And what it is she doesn't really have a computer now. It's just something like a netbook that you can take and go on the internet, but you really can't store stuff on your computer. So I had to take and download it on her computer so that I could take it and send it to me. It was an attachment, and then I had to print it out. Then I had to send it back to her as an attachment so that she... Then she had to scan it. I had to print it out. Then she had to sign it. Then we had to scan it back into the computer so I could send it to her, so she could send it to an organization that she wants to volunteer her time with. Well, if you don't have a computer that you can do those things with, and there's no way I could have attached or put into her computer the software for her to do that, and it would have been just as easy for her to have sent it to me, but she's like, okay, so I don't mind sometimes, but at the same time, if you have low self-esteem and you try to take advantage of someone, don't think that they're going to keep doing what you want them to do, because eventually they're going to just totally tell you outright, "You're not my friend. You're taking advantage of me. Go find someone else to take advantage of." Prior to that, it was like all of a sudden she called me and I didn't say anything, and she got insulted. And what happened was because I was getting frustrated trying to use her netbook to do what I needed the computer to do, she took it the wrong way. So, next time, I'll go ask a friend to do it, and she would do it. You know, it's like if you have someone else, go use them if you feel that you're not being treated right. But that's coming from yourself, low self-confidence. So how we find our own path to self-confidence and success. Here's the good news. No matter how low your self-esteem always is, there's always room for improvement. You just have to work on it. Fortunately, we've taken the time to compile a list of 11 key approaches to turning the corner on confidence and taking your life back. What are you waiting for? Dive in. Make lists. The first step towards self-confidence is setting goals and objectives by writing lists. Do you like making lists on paper? You can try Workflowy, a great tool that lets you create well-organized lists. But what really matters is what you write down. Here are a couple of lists you can start with. A list of realistic things that you want to accomplish in both the short and long term. Why realistic? Well, if there's no chance to become an astronaut, for example, don't make it a goal. It will only stymie you. Think of things you could accomplish but still haven't found the courage to try. A list of things that you're grateful for. This one should be easy. A list of family members, friends, partners, treats and toys that you enjoy, experiences you've had, and so on. A list of things you're proud of. Were you chosen among many other candidates for a job? Did you get a degree? Can you do a headstand? Do you own a home? The first list shows the person you want to become. The other two lists showcase your amazing accomplishments. In case you haven't already noticed, the second and third lists show just how much you have achieved and the possible it is to achieve the items in their first list. Hold on to these and reference them often for inspiration. And here's something that I'm going to talk about that very much shows you that even though I grew up with a disability, I really had a lot of self-confidence in myself because I always tried to do things for myself. But I was always told as a child, you will never graduate. You can't hold a job. You can't live on your own. You can't. Always you can't. And if you understand transactional analysis, what that's doing is someone giving you a lot of negativity. And instead of accepting what they were telling, I just looked at it as a red flag that they were flying in front of me, daring me to prove them wrong. And when I entered the workforce, it was still 12 years before the Americans with Disabilities Act became law. But what I did was that when I couldn't find gainful employment after I lost my job with the state, and I always knew that I, somewhere along the line, would become an entrepreneur, but I would have waited till I was a little bit more financially secure before I went out on my own, and I would have started slowly and built it up. But when you don't have an income coming in and you don't have a support system of family that believe in you and that would help you along the way, then you have to figure out what you can do. And I grew up in a home that was very negative, and I always knew once I got out of there that there was never an option of going back to there or going back to the job that I had that I didn't need my education for. Just because I knew that if I ever wanted to go out on my own again, it would be hell to pay because my mother would always throw in my face how I failed because that was who she was. And that's because she lacked self-confidence and she didn't know how to encourage her children to be better. All she knew how to do was tear them down because that's all her mother did. So all she was doing was repeating behaviors. And either we internalize that and we do that to ourselves, or we learn how to overcome that and become who we really want to be. And one of the things, and I've been doing this show for 11 years now, and I've been contacted by a number of people who have their own radio shows, whether it's on their websites or on a media site, but they always call me with the idea, oh, you're gonna do an 8-minute interview, and then they call you back, and then they try to sell you a package on doing your show on their platform, and they want to charge you a lot of money. Now, when I do my show on this platform, I have my own motherboard. I can go in there and put in and list all the shows that I'm going to do over a period of time so that they're there and I don't have to wait to the last minute to figure out which one I'm going to do or how I'm going to do it. All I need to do is open up my studio and go in and start the show and call in. But recently I had the opportunity to be called by Bold Brave Media of BBM, and they're a marketing company. And what they do is they have people that go out and research, that they're looking for people to come in on their platform and do shows. And what they do is they have a full team of people to work with you, but you can work it from home, and they will send you the microphone and the boombox, and then they will train you on how to use it and how to modulate your voice and how to sound so you don't sound like a monotone. And I know I can use that, and it could even benefit me with this show. But I'm looking for a way to come up with the money, because the money that I put into them, then once we get the show going, they will get the advertisers, and I will be paid 30% off of all of the revenue generated through the advertising on my show. So the thing is that with them, they're giving me back something, not just asking me to pay them for the opportunity to do my show on their platform. So what has happened is that because I've been doing this show for so long and I have a body of work, and one of the reasons that I went and started my show 11 years ago is because I'm a professional speaker and trainer. And prior to the internet, prior to opportunities like this, what happened was you had to put together a media kit to send out, and that was a lot of money up front and print it out. With the internet, you can have a website, you can post stuff, you can change stuff when it changes almost immediately, because when you sent out brochures, if something changed, you literally had to throw those out. And that money was money lost to go out and print new ones. So technology has really changed how we do business today. So don't compare yourself to others. You are who you are. When you're trying to improve, you should compare yourself to you. Comparing yourself to others is a consistent trap. You will always find people who are doing things better than you are, but your life is not about them. It's about you. And remember that when you're taken advantage of consistently, it's because you're allowing yourself to be taken care of. Clean up your workspace. The physical environment in which you work affects not only your performance, but your satisfaction. Clutter has a mentally exhausting effect. An organized desk, on the other hand, will do wonders for your focus and productivity. When you're more focused and productive, you achieve better results. That's how staying organized indirectly affects your self-esteem. Spend time with supportive people. Does one of your colleagues constantly criticize your work or show off his own results? This makes you doubt yourself, right? Let's go back. Does this make you doubt yourself? If you don't have to spend time with people like this, then don't. Instead, seek out supportive coworkers who are willing to help and are always ready with affirmations when things are going well. Also, make changes in your social life. Spend more time with people who support you. If there are nervous perfections around you, don't pay the nitpicking any heed. You've got this. Write. Regular writing helps hone your self-expression. So pick a daily topic and write something. Find good resources to support your arguments. If you're writing a thesis-based paper, write convincing, persuasive content and search online for guides and directions on how best to craft compelling arguments. All right, as you continue to write, you'll improve your critical thinking, analytical skills, you'll become better at creative expression. These are skills that will soon be manifested in your speech. You'll become more confident in both written and spoken communication. That's the crux of everything. Is when you write or when you speak, and often you'll notice that my shows are all about how to succeed in business or how to succeed in your personal life and to build up your self-esteem. And this is because this is something I do for myself, and it's something that I teach other people how to do, to live the best quality of life possible, whether you have limits or not, because you know, all of us have some limits somewhere. Read more. When you read something inspirational, you learn new things. And when you know more, you see yourself as a more valuable person. Why? You have more to contribute to your job, your relationships, and the world around you. You won't get the impression of value when you read. Pop writing, though, you need meeting books, so they try the classics. Read news from reliable sources and great blogs that pique your interest. Look for writing outside your can and take that what you know expresses opinions contrary to your own. You know, it's often important to think about how you can hear or write or listen to opinions that others have, because you know what helps you. And you know, when you look at what's going on today, in fact, we have the Olympics coming up currently. And what you've seen is that all of the things that have happened in your life right now, that where you are and what you want in life are the things that will get you to the finish line in all of the areas of your life for now and for the future. And think of all of the things that you can do that can help yourself begin to believe in your abilities and find a way to succeed. You can read. In fact, the best way to do this is read motivational or listen to motivational tapes or read books that can motivate you to succeed and teach you all the skills that you truly need to learn to be the best person possible. And you can go to my website. That website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And as a life coach, I can work with you to help you get to where it is that we can research, and we can help you understand where you are now and where you want to be in the future and how you can get there by writing out a list of activities and goals, and then we can help you keep you accountable to reach those goals for yourself and to find the ways, and if you have to be around people that can help you and support you in every role that you play.